from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Illustrator's out.
Kyle and I have had a great time today with the political stuff that's going on.
Yeah, a lot of world news happening.
Yeah, but it's also like the design of the page, like not the page, but like what's on our TV.
Just really, really well done directing.
It's brilliant
and
how,
design
yeah.
from this news station that is on the
yeah.
television right now.
How they've
got like, the Telestrator out. It's killing me.
They've been able to break it up into all of these different like live view of this, live view of that, streaming.
It's got a
view,
big like tweet Chiron. Deck feel to it.
It does. It has like we're watching security cameras in a prison feel. That's what it has.
It's
wild. It's a little wild. But now again,
and now the Telestrator's out.
Incredible.
God.
Yeah.
That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Hour number two. We're hanging out with you until noon. D'Lo and KC. We'll step in at noon. One of them will step in here at about 11:45 for the handoff. We've been talking about the Kings and their chances to rebuild this year and their opportunities to rebuild that go beyond just with the new CBA. It goes beyond just the, hey, 125% of this player's salary, so who can they get for Kevin Huerter? The math is mathing a little different now.
Yes. It
gives the Kings better opportunities to maybe get players that they would not have been able to get in the past. That's the crux of that.
Totally agree.
Now, there's something hanging over all of this where we talk about the future of the Kings.
Yes.
And the thing hanging over all of that is that Mike Brown is in the final year of his contract.
Yes.
And I know they did this with Monty where it was like, hey, are they going to, like, what are they doing here? And then they paid him. They extended him. And maybe that's what they're doing with Mike Brown. But, buddy, you don't want your head coach going into a year. You know how they signed Domas last year to his extension?
Oh, yeah.
And we went, hey, good work, because now you avoid this during the year. You avoid if he has a tough week of basketball going like, oh, hey, do you want to say, oh, man, Domas is this, oh, huh. You just avoid that altogether.
Mm.
Get out of the way. If they go into this season with Mike Brown not under contract for the 25-26 season at minimum.
Okay, so
I got questions for the front office.
Yeah, this is a really complicated story though, right? So coaching salaries have gone bonkers. And it's something that happened last offseason. So Mike Brown signs his original contract with the Kings, 4-year deal with a mutual option for year four. Well, that mutual option isn't happening because there's no reason for Mike Brown or any of those guys to walk into year four. He needs to not be a lame duck coach moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's in the final year of his contract and coaching salaries went from the point where he was, which was, you know, league average, maybe around league average, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, to all of a sudden, Monty Williams goes out and signs this ridiculous contract with the Detroit Pistons, and then Eric Spoelstra puts his hand out and gets paid, and Greg Popovich puts his hand out and gets paid, and Steve Kerr puts his hand out and gets a two-year, $35 million deal, $17.5 million a year. And we go from coaches that make $4, $5, $6 million to coaches making way more than that. Way three times that.
And Mike Brown put his hand out and got a high five.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think that's what's happened as of right now. I think that the Kings and Mike Brown have had like cursory talks, and there's going to be more talks involved. But
I know there's more to it than what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking about this as a fan who would like to see Mike Brown as the Kings coach for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
What are you waiting for? What's the holdup?
Yeah.
Like that's my, and again, I know there's more to it from Mike's side and from the Kings side, and there's stuff to, I know there are things going on that are above my head. But like I said, as somebody just on from the outside looking in, it seems like a pretty easy solution here.
No, I totally agree. But we also have to live in the world where, you know, life is a negotiation.
No doubt.
And so, like, if you're a team and you're hearing the number 10 to 12 million out there, and you're not paying anywhere near that now, and then you're looking around the league, I think that there are coaches out there that are getting first-time jobs, right? Guys like Jamal Mosley in Orlando, that and players and other coaches around the league that have never had an NBA head coaching job, a guy like Darvin Ham in LA, that are making more than what Mike Brown is making. And that's just not the way the world works. And we all know that. And so I expect them to have a lot of conversations, but like, look, this guy is helping to build the culture that you've been dreaming of. And not only that, but you missed the playoffs 16 consecutive years. He's made the playoffs one year and the postseason the next. Not only that, but when you look at the 39 years the Kings have been in Sacramento, they've had 10 seasons over 500, and two of those are Mike Brown's, the last two seasons, his first two seasons on the job. I mean, that's wild. That's a crazy stat. When you look at his career win percentage, is a 607. He's in the
pretty good,
like in the top, like coaches who have coached more than 500 games in their careers. He's in the top 10 in win percentage. Like so. Yes, you have a culture builder. You have a guy who has the ear of his team, who has the ear of the stars, who's built an incredible coaching staff. And his coaching staff is now going out and getting head coaching jobs, which is another feather in everyone's cap, not just yours, not just a head coach. It's a feather in the Kings' cap that Jordy Fernandez is now the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. So, yeah, there's going to come a point here where, like, logic has to win out. And the instability, the carousel that is the Sacramento Kings, it's got to stop.
That's it, dude.
You found the place to stop.
That's it.
He's 54 years old. He could coach here for another 15 years. Like, this is a moment where, like, you've got to do what's right for your franchise if you want to continue to build. We talk about a build versus a rebuild. This is a build. This is not a rebuild. You want to take a step back and rebuild this thing? Okay. If that's what you feel, that you need to take a step back and rebuild, then owning an NBA basketball team is not for you. Like, yep. Because that's exactly what you did for 10 years, and you kept ending up in the same exact spot. Like, learn from your own mistakes.
There is so much to be said for stability.
Yes.
So much.
Yeah.
And if your goal is, hey, we need to be a championship contender in 2024-25, it has to be this year.
Yeah.
One, not extending Mike Brown is not going to change that. That's not... That is not going to help.
Yeah.
Two, then dive into the luxury tax. Pay for everything. Like, that's a... Do that then.
They haven't done that yet.
Right.
Nope.
So that's what. So again, yeah. it to me, it's I believe again outside looking in here. No, you may know. I don't. It looks like they've bought in on this type of build that they have going on. They're taking their time, letting Keegan Murray develop. That's why they didn't move him at the trade deadline. They have committed to that. They have committed to Domas. They have committed to De'Aaron. So they are going to let this thing play itself out over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. If you're committing to that, then commit to the coach too.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying, hey, Mike Brown, yeah, you can do this year. Good job, whatever. If you make the conference finals, you know, we can talk extension. Or you're punting him for...
For what?
Kenny Atkinson? Like, pass, dude.
Yeah.
That's not getting you where you need to go. They have picked a direction. Great. Fantastic.
Stay
on it.
Course.
Stay on it.
Stay the course.
As much as I sit here and talk about you need to make this move and you need to trade this guy or that guy, that's on the margins.
Yeah.
There's a path forward here, and we always talk about their big three, right? The Kings version of the big three. Mm-hmm. It's De'Aaron, Domas, Keegan. Well, throw Mike Brown in there. Throw Monty McNair in there and push forward with this group.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, life is a negotiation. There's stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't know. There are financial things at play that go over my head. Fine. But they cannot get to August, September with Mike Brown still in the last year of his contract.
If you want to be a winning franchise,
yes,
you need to win from every single level.
That's it.
It just can't be one.
That's it.
And if you don't win at this at the coaching level, come on now. Like, wild.
That's it, bro. That's it. Unless they're genuinely unhappy with Mike Brown, which would be nuts.
Cooler heads will prevail.
But if that's the case, then going into the year with him would be insane. I think they're happy with Mike Brown. Yep. They should push forward with it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.